Okay, and prayers of Queen Kunti, Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, Chapter 8, text number 35. And yet others say you appear to rejuvenate. The devotional service of hearing, remembering, worshipping, and so on, in order to that the conditioned soul suffering from material pangs might take advantage and gain liberation. I want to repeat that. And yet others say that you appear to rejuvenate the devotional service of hearing, remembering, worshipping, and so on, in order that the conditioned souls suffering from material pain might take advantage and gain liberation. Purport by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Lord asserts that he appears in every millennium, or in the Bhagavad Gita, excuse me, just to reestablish the way of religion. The way of religion is made by the Supreme Lord. No one can manufacture a new path of religion, as is the fashion for certain ambitious persons. The actual way of religion is to accept the Lord as the supreme authority and then render service unto him in spontaneous love. Living beings cannot help but render service because he is constitutionally made for that purpose. The only function of the living being is to render service to the Lord. The Lord is great and the living being are subordinate to him. Therefore, the duty of the living being is just to serve him only. Unfortunately, the illusion living beings, out of misunderstanding only, become servants of the senses by material desire. This desire is called avijja, or nescience. And out of such desire, the living being makes different plans for material enjoyment, centered about the perverted sex life. He therefore becomes entangled in the chain of birth and death by transmigrating to different bodies in different planes under the direction of the Supreme Lord. Unless, therefore, one is beyond the boundary of the nescience, one cannot get free from the threefold miseries of material life. That is the law of nature. The Lord, however, out of his causeless mercy, because he is more merciful to the suffering living beings than they can expect, appears before them and renovates the principles of devotional service comprised of hearing, chanting, remembering, serving, worshiping, praying, cooperating, and surrendering unto him. Adoption of all the above-mentioned items, or any of them, can help a conditioned soul get out of the tangle of nescience and thus become liberated from all material sufferings created by the living being, illusioned by the external energy. This particular type of mercy is bestowed upon the living being by the Lord in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gananjanaha Shalakaya Chaksura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swaparantukam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uttapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sajjatam Sahaganaha Raghunathambitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanditamita. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu Vigatpate, Gopisha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namostate. Namo Mahabharanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishna Krishna Chaitanya, Namani Gaura Trishema. Another reason Krishna appears, and actually all the other things he does facilitate this. He came and he made all his pastimes to attract conditioned souls to want to go back to the spiritual world, to want to, you know, to show, you know, because it becomes forgotten. People are worshiping demigods, even they're worshiping Narayan or Vishnu, but they, and he came to show and he reminded, and then he left behind so that we can hear about him and we can remember him. And Krishna appears in deity form, so it's easy to worship him also in the form of the holy name. Kali Yuga Avatar, Nama Rupa, is an incarnation in this age. So Krishna appears, Yada Yada Yadharma Shad Glanir Bhavati Bharata Abhyutanam, that whenever there's a rise in irreligion or a decline in religious, then Krishna appears. So it's foolish. Sometimes rascal people say, well, here I am. It's time, right? Look at everything is irreligious, and I'm Krishna, I've appeared. There's one fellow now that claims to be Kalki Avatar. And he said, you know, now he's started the Satya Yuga over again or something, or he's doing that. Everything will be peaceful, everything will be joyful. But we know from scripture that Kalki is not coming for another 400,000 years. And everyone will be annihilated, and then the Satya Yuga does start, and it's really Satya Yuga. It's not. We can make, by the Sankirtan movement, Satya Yuga appear within the Kali Yuga, at least Satya Yuga consciousness. We don't expect people to be living 100,000 years, and that all the fruits and vegetables just grow in the beginning of Satya Yuga. There's no farming, there's no countries, everybody's a paramahansa, and there's no quarreling or anything like that, and people live a long time. But then, because it's a mature world, and demons come, demons harass them, gradually it deteriorates, and then there's another yuga. It's still good, but not quite so good. At least in the Treta Yuga, there's strong government, keeps most people behaving properly, religiously. Then we get to Kali Yuga, gradually in Kali Yuga, there's hardly any religiosity. But then Lord Chaitanya kindly comes, and he's giving that opportunity to anyone and everyone to make it very easy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So just to go over a few things in this purport. The way of religion, Prabhupada, to accept the Lord as the supreme authority and thus render service to him. So we hear that, and everyone is a servant. Although many, we think we're the master, but like King Muchukunda, when he woke up and he was speaking to Krishna, he said, you know, I'm the big king and everyone is bowing down and riding on a golden chariot. But when I go to the palace, I am the servant of the women and the wives. And Rukmini told Krishna, the real master is the senses. All these kings, but they're actually serving their senses. And people want to serve their senses. They think that's, you know, their prime duty. So we see so many restaurants, so many varieties of food, and when people go in these expensive restaurants, they give them a big menu, and they study like anything, how will I save my tongue? How can I give it something to make it very, very happy? And they have people to advise them, you know, how you can serve your tongue, and then I have to serve the eyes, I have to go to the cinema, and we have to go to the Tower Records or whatever it's called, and serve the ears and the belly, and, you know, all these things, and especially the genital. And thinking, I'm the master, you know, I'm getting some enjoyment, but actually they're just serving their senses. But they won't, they think servant, some low-class thing, that's the general idea, but everyone is serving. The president has to serve all the voters. You know, if you have to serve the country, you have to serve, you know, somebody. No matter who you are. Then finally someone will realize that there's the best master and the only real master is Krishna. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Ishvara Parama Krishna Parsav Vritcha. That Krishna is the supreme Ishvara, Parama Ishvara. Everyone else is a servant, Parsav Vritcha. So everyone is a servant except Krishna. But then Krishna, he actually likes to serve. That's why he came as Lord Chaitanya. And in Lord Chaitanya's Leela, then this aspect is mostly manifested. Of course, he gave pleasure to Satchimata and he did this and that, but the main thing that's very conspicuous is that he inaugurated the Sankirtan movement by his, you know, ecstasy of serving Krishna in the mood of Radharani. He automatically was dancing in ecstasy, and he took that out and he gave it to everyone. At that time, the stupid Brahmins were thinking that only Brahmanas should chant the name of God, and you should never chant loudly, that will disturb God. And they were thinking that if someone that's not a Brahmana, and they meant by birth, not by even quality, would chant the name of God, then the name would become contaminated. They were telling the Kazi, like, this Nimai, he's made up a new religion. It's not Hinduism, they said, it's chanting Hinduism. Just a disturbance to the Lord. But it's the religion of the age, and it's the activity of the spiritual world, singing and dancing, talking about the glories of Krishna, Supreme Lord. So, there's another mention here that because they have kama, lusty desire, then, you know, we want to serve the senses. Supposed to be that the mind is above the senses and controls the senses and directs them to serve Krishna. But generally, almost everybody is just controlled by their senses. And they're just running here and there to satisfy them. Right? Run to McDonald's. Run here, run to the liquor shop, get some cigarettes. Like a cigarette smoker, they may think, well, I'm enjoying, but they're controlled by that cigarette completely, servant of them. They have to run to them and buy them, work hard to get money, and so many things. But they're foolishly thinking. The Prabhupada mentions that people, you know, there's the eternal religion, of course, is hearing and chanting, glorifying Krishna, serving Krishna. He lists off in slightly different language the different types of Shravana, Kirtana, Smarana, Vandana, Pada, Sevana, Dasari. You know, serving Krishna in every different way. You can take one of them, just hear about Krishna, just chant about Krishna, just become friends with Krishna. And ultimately surrender everything. That's the topmost. Everything. And then one will do any kind of service that Krishna wants. So he mentions that people will make up the so-called new religion. Right? They'll say, well, Krishna was speaking 5,000 years ago, but different now. Right? Buddha was 3,000 years ago, but now the times are different. You can't do everything he said. Right? Jesus 2,000 years ago was okay then, but now you have to, you know, and then they interpret and make it. And there's so many people want to invent the religion that will unite everyone. You know, they're going to amalgamate all the other whatever they can find, and then they'll be the acharya, this new religion. Some are just small, some are big. Even in our movement, you know, we have people saying, well, Prabhupada, you know, things are different now. That was the 60s, that was the 70s, now it's different. We can't just do what Prabhupada said now, exactly, we have to change. The new age. Chaitanya Swami said we have four miseries. Four. Birth, death, disease, and new age. Yeah, you know, they say things we shouldn't even repeat. You know, if you feel like drinking beer, you should do it, because otherwise you'll be frustrated. If your senses are demanding something, give it to them, because otherwise you won't be happy. You should be happy. Yeah, good idea. God wants you to be happy. I remember that my mother used to tell me like that. They would criticize the Roman Catholic Church because they had some tapasya, you know, some concept of tapasya. Well, that's, God wants you to be happy. He wants you to enjoy. So, religions, they promote, you know, material prosperity in the name of religion. And gradually some of them promote, you know, really gross sense gratification. Some of them are just promoting, you know, make a lot of money, have a nice house, have a nice family, nothing more to life, you know. And then you go to heaven, can do whatever you want, you know. So we want to take, you know, the basic thing is there in every scripture and every culture, serving Krishna, serving someone great. So Krishna makes it easy in Kali Yuga. Just chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Lama, Hare Lama, Lama Lama, Hare. And Lord Chaitanya was accused of making a new religion. Lord Jesus Christ was accused of that, although he was just trying to teach the traditional Judaism. The priest who had made this new religion of just taking money from everybody didn't like it. So Lord Chaitanya, he did it anyway, and now it's spreading still all over the world. the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada brought it to almost every country. Prabhupada personally went to so many countries. There's other countries that are many, many devotees where he never went now. But he went by his books and by his representatives, and we have to carry that on. Every town and village, everywhere there's people waiting. Some people know about Krishna and they want to meet devotees. Some people don't know about Krishna, but they want to meet. They don't know they want, but when they do meet devotees, they're very happy. Yesterday I was walking up the road there, and one boy said, "Do you have a few minutes? Can you talk?" And then he thought, you know, the Buddhist, because we're not, you know, preaching very much in America. But then I said Hare Krishna, and the girl knew Hare Krishna, something, because they work right on the corner. But he was very curious, and he was, you know, really appreciating philosophy. Of course, they want to know what is tilak, what are the beads, and okay. They know the temple. He knew the temple was there. He thought it's a Buddhist temple. Because Buddhists are somehow get some publicity these days. And nobody knows that much about Buddhism. But we know Buddha is Krishna. And they just had a news came in Taiwan. They had a big, big Buddhist convention. And they invited the devotees to come and chant. There was like 3,000 or 4,000 Buddhist people and 800 monks or something. And they all chanted Hare Krishna for some time. They chanted in a real slow, like Buddhist way. And actually, some Buddhist scriptures say that that's the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. This is not a new mantra. It's coming from the spiritual world. Goloka Premadana Harinama Sankirtana. This Harinama Sankirtana is descended from Goloka. And it's giving prema. It's not some new thing. It's not something that Prabhupada made up or Lord Chaitanya made up. And everything Prabhupada did is coming in line from, of course, especially from Lord Chaitanya, but then from modern age, from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and giving some, you know, specific guidance about going to every town and village and establishing temples everywhere, inspiring people to chant the holy name. This is our business, because we are followers of Narada Muni, followers of Srila Prabhupada, and that's what they do. They just go everywhere and give the holy name. So this verse is very important. And the next one, which you can study tomorrow, but I'll just mention it. Shinvanti Gayanti Grinanti Vikshansa Smaranti Nandanti Tavehitam Tava Ta eva pasyant yachirena avalam. Very hard to read it with this light. Krishna, those who continuously chant, hear, and repeat your transcendental activities, or take pleasure in others doing so, certainly see your lotus feet, which alone can stop the repetition of birth and death. So that's the end of the prayer. After that, she's begging him, you know. So this long stretch is saying, you know, different reasons why Krishna appears. And of course, he could come up with whatever Krishna does has many purposes. He's a genius. And but Shinvanti Gayanti, you know, whoever continuously hears and chants or takes pleasure in hearing others chant about Krishna, same, just we reciprocate it. And then they don't get Krishna's lotus feet. So the temple is the perfect facility for that, and we should be doing that all the time, and trying to bring more people. Last night was nice. There was a nice group here for Bhagavad Gita class. We want to make that more often, and let people really take shelter, make it available. Thank you very much. Any questions or comments?
The first part, Sankirtan, right now for Sankirtan?
Yeah.
What's your recommendation? Is it better to buy a left hand red card?
Should we what?
Is it better to buy a left hand red card or a devotion flow? Is it better to buy a dhoti and kurta or left hand red?
For what?
For
Harinam or for book exhibition?
For book exhibition.
That's hard to say. There's so many different circumstances and different people. So some devotees are very comfortable when they wear dhoti and tilak, and it attracts a lot of people. Some places it doesn't work very good, because if it's not like a completely legal open spot, then somebody will say, oh, they'll see you from a distance and make complaints. So we have to judge. Prabhupada authorized, of course, wearing ordinary clothes. Because we want to distribute the books, but we do want people, just like when I walk down the street, people know I'm Hare Krishna, they ask me. Otherwise they wouldn't ask me. But if you're going for book distribution, then you're giving people books anyway. So you're preaching, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to judge time and circumstance. You can't make any absolute rule about that.
In terms of it's legal in the street. In terms of results, what's better?
Huh?
In terms of results, the number of votes going out. In your observation, what's better?
Huh?
In your observation, what is giving good results?
Well, good results is that, the purpose of it all is to remember Krishna and give people favorable impression, have loving exchanges with the people. We're giving them Krishna, they give some donation. Right? So books going out is good, and quality is also important. Talking to people nicely, not just hurrying away even if they want to ask questions or something. After they take a book. The idea is we want to give Krishna. People. We want people to hear about Krishna. We want them to go away with a very good feeling, and that was very nice, and I'm so glad I met that person. Right? All right. So, time. One more, quickie. So. Everybody try Harinam Sankirtan. Is easy to do and very purifying for us. And our best publicity and advertising. If we go downtown and chant, so many people see the devotees and hear the holy name. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Shri Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai.